Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. As Terry Mack said, we really love transforming lives one heart at a time. Many ministries, they try to do two or three at a time. We just take it one at a time, and I think that's a big strength. Joining me today, there she's laughing, Becky Brown, and also Mylon Yurkovich. Hi there.
Becky, we always giggle at Steve, don't we?
I know. He makes me laugh. It doesn't matter how many times I've heard whatever he said to say.
But that's the first time I've ever heard him say that one. Now, that's a first
for me. Yes, that's true.
Well, don't forget, Mom gave me great coaching. Steve, if you can't be brilliant, be funny. And so that's what we try to do here. Okay, so today's a special day. It's the first day, first of all, that we've been on in Mental Health Awareness Month. And so we're going to be talking about that on days to come, because we really do think there's a lot people could do to improve their mental health. But here's the big special day today, is we're announcing an amazing event. It's not just an event, but it's a partnership that New Life is doing with Museum of the Bible. Now, let me tell you what happened. I was at National Religious Broadcasters about a year ago, and someone told me about the Museum of the Bible having to close during COVID, and, you know, it's just tough getting people there after COVID. Well, I was a founding donor, and I have a Bible. And Becky Brown's the one that told me in a pre-opening tour that the Life Recovery Bible was in the museum. So I've always been just a huge, huge supporter and advocate of Museum of the Bible. And so I had this idea that why don't you bring women by the busloads into the museum and create an experience that they will never, ever forget and do a different one every year. And so, well, I was sharing that with somebody, and they knew the Greens, and before you know it, Becky and I are in Oklahoma, and we're Oklahoma City, and we're with Erica and Dave Thornton, and we're presenting this little idea I had to the Greens. And that began a partnership, which is essentially, we believe, going to be a truth movement. But here's what you need to know. Jen Wilkin and Nicole C. Mullen, so far, those are our speakers, music, those are the talent that we're going to have on a one-day event. Same event on the 3rd and the same event on the 4th. It's going to be a conference you'll never forget, just packed with God's truth, innovation, in the World Stage Theater. That you've never seen anything like this. I mean, images can be projected all over 360 degrees all over the sea. It's just going to be fantastic. And then you're going to have interactive experiences with like characters of the Bible and things. Tour of the museum, tour of D.C. So many things are going to be packed in. And it's going to be an experience that you'll never forget. And here's why we're doing it. Because we believe there needs to be a truth movement in this world. And many times people forget about the things that are being taught at school. COVID introduced people to the reality of what's being taught in school. And there's nothing political about wanting your values taught in school while others are being promoted or yours just being accepted. And so that's what we're going to ignite at Lumina. You can go to newlife.com and click on the banner there, L-U-M-I-N-A, on Lumina. We've got early bird pricing. I hope you'll bring your women's group, women's ministry leaders, bringing groups of women and experience it together with other women. It's going to be absolutely spectacular, an immersive, multi-sensory experience that's going to illuminate, that will illuminate the soul. It's called Lumina. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about it also. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Artimer here with Mylon Yurkovich and Becky Brown. We were just talking about the event November 3rd and 4th at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. called Lumina. Now, I want to tell you about something else. This coming weekend is our Transforming Grief workshop. First time we focused on grief, and it's going to be a powerful time. This past weekend, we did the Emotional Freedom workshop, and let me tell you what one of the ladies said. Last night, I wanted to die. I was so full of despair, I wanted nothing but to die. And she gave us her Saturday. And Chris Williams, Jackie Mac Harris, myself, and the therapist that worked in the groups, by the end of the day, she said, I am so full of hope, I cannot believe it. And she was full of joy and hope. This weekend, we're doing the grief workshop, Transforming Grief. So many folks are struggling with ungrieved losses. Maybe you think it's just about losing a loved one. It's not. So many things that we need to grieve so that we can let them go and get on with what God wants for our lives. If you want information about it, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. It could change everything. I mean, Becky, Mylon, you see people struggling with grief all the time, but they maybe don't even know it's grief. They just see some symptoms.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking about, I'm a longtime Judd fan, and many of you know that Naomi Judd died this past weekend, and they said the cause was mental illness. Yeah. And they didn't describe that, but I think about all the people who are struggling in grief, or like this woman that you just talked about in Emotional Freedom. You know, there is help, and it's hard to get sometimes, but we're here for you, and I would love to see so many of you at the Transforming Grief Workshop to begin to work on this, to heal this, so you can live your full life. It's just, it is such a struggle, and but we're there for you. We want you to find help.
And you know, Steve and Becky, grief is not always accessible to the person who has it. They don't identify with grief. Mm-hmm. Many times I will see people who are angry, cynical, bitter, reclusive, isolating, depressed, and anxious.
And you're not just talking about me. You've seen other people.
And what's really going on there, they've had some sort of a chronic or an acute loss of some sort. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, even with especially what inflames it, is if you started off in a highly idealistic place where you had great expectations of God or people or something, a church doing something, and then you encountered reality where you were disappointed. And that all loss needs to be grieved. And a lot of times we think of grief as losing someone, but it's about many of the disappointments we have in life. And when you find yourself angry, cynical, depressed, isolating, just if you're feeling like a curmudgeon, you know, on the block, poster child, this would be good for you.
It sure would. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. I'm going to be there. Becky's going to be there. We want to see you there. And it's going to be a great, great day. And a lot of people are going to become totally transformed through the grief that they've been putting off for so, so very long. How about we go to JW, Columbus, Ohio. JW listens to New Life on the app, and we're glad that JW does. JW, welcome to New Life. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
Hi,
so how can we help?
Well, I know you Yep, I need my life transformed, so hopefully you can get me started on that path.
Okay, so tell us the problem. 59.
I'm 59 years old. I've been married 40 years and have a beautiful family and live in the American dream, but I just don't have a meaningful relationship with anyone, including my wife or my parents or brothers or kids. It's sad, really. It's just, I'm an avoider. My wife's classic vacillator, and we battle a lot. And I acted out when before we got married, and my wife had an affair after she found out, and she was sexually abused at 7 or something, and I was introduced to pornography back then, and it's just been a battle my whole life. And
have you and your wife or you done anything other than I think you were mentioning books. Have you done anything beyond the book reading thing?
Yes. We've tried some counselors, and no one has worked too well. We even went to, I talked during doing the emotional freedom workshop earlier this year, and I had it all figured out that I would go to Every Man's Battle, and she'd go to Restore, and then we'd go to the intensive marriage. And she was so put off in the groups and emotional freedom, she was ready to leave after
really?
The first break. I mean, she actually just, we had to go to a hotel because our internet isn't always real good. So we went to a hotel to do the Zoom conference, and she even fell asleep during Chris Williams' amazing talk on codependency, which we both definitely have some codependency too.
Okay, so if there's anything we could help you with, what would it be? What's the question for us?
How do I get my wife interested in trying to help or trying to work on us? I have How We Love, and I think it's brilliant, and I think it describes us perfectly. And she thinks that whenever I try to talk about it, that I'm trying to fix her. I said, we both need fixing. I know that. I mean, it's not just one of us.
Well, let me ask Mylan just to jump in here. And what are you thinking about this situation, Mylan?
Well, JW, I love the way you asked the question. I want to have more meaningful relationships. I think, I don't know about Becky and Steve, but when somebody calls up and says, that's what I want, I'm going, okay, that's my guy, that's my gal. I love somebody to ask that question. And you don't have to be complicated about it. You get the comfort circle out. Excuse me. You don't try and identify or label anybody. Yes, the core pattern is easily seen many, many times over and over again of the vacillator avoider. But just sit down and take the questions in the practicing conversation section in the comfort circle and just say, hey, honey, tell me about your day and how'd that make you feel? And bring anybody you want to have a relationship with, always add feeling words or questions and then expand the questions and make it less about a ping pong ball game where ping ball tournament where your ball's going back and forth, where you're just asking meaningful questions. There's a whole bunch of them in the book. And then the ones who respond and who engage with you, those will build into meaningful relationships. But I love that you're initiating a lot with your wife. And I would just simply do simple things with her. I wouldn't. And on top of that, I would go to Washington, D.C. in July with her to our in-person marriage intensive, because that could be life transforming.
Becky, you have a thought here?
Yeah, so JW, you said at the end that you guys are both codependent. I would agree with that, because you did start with that great question about meaningful relationships, but then quickly switched to how can I get her to do something, like mm-hmm. whatever the thing is. Mm-hmm. And what I would encourage you to do, go ahead, Jade.
That's what she would say too. You're right. I'm constantly trying to find a way to help or fix her, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so my suggestion to you, JW, is I would get on a path and a process of healing for yourself. And then along the way, you can invite her into that. But your focus has to be, how do I get to a place where I'm not reacting to her? Because you guys are talking about something that happened over 40 years ago. You said that you acted out over 40 years ago. Now, the porn use has happened during these years, and I would agree that Every Man's Battle would be a great place for you to get that start. But begin to build a life of healthy relationships, that you know, that you guys get out of this reactivity, and then invite her into it so that there can be a path forward, so that you guys can really connect. And I agree with Mylon. I'd love to see you at Washington, D.C., but I would get started right now. If you said that you had tried counseling, and whenever I hear that, I'm wondering, you know, how many visits and what were the excuses to leave the counseling, and what did you do with what you learned? Those are the kind of things that happen to disrupt our process of getting good help. And so that's just, you know, I think that's where you get to start.
J.W.?
Yeah.
J.W.? Everything that Mylon and Becky have said would be great if you would act on it. It's all about you doing what you need to do. Let me tell you what is so common is that somebody's unfaithful, and you were before you were married, she was afterwards. They make the decision to be unfaithful, and then they blame the other person for the decision that they made. And I suspect that when you guys did these things, there was a lot of blame and shame all mixed in, and I don't think you ever got over it. And I think one thing you might feel really bad about is that she betrayed you after you were married, but when you're involved with pornography, you're betraying her at every point you use it. So let me just go to that issue. Go to Every Man's Battle and get that thing taken care of. Get that passion, desire, obsession, compulsion. Get that out of the way. Tell her that that's what you're going to do, because you want to be a faithful, loving husband no matter what. I think that's going to help you with some of the resentment and bitterness toward her. Whether it does or not, it's going to connect you with men. You don't have any connections. This is why. You connect over the weaknesses, the failures, the struggles. So you go to Every Man's Battle, you open up, you get this lust thing taken care of and pornography, you're going to be a different guy. And you're going to go back home, and she's going to see that you're a different guy. And I think that's going to be the thing that will inspire her to go to the marriage weekend and do some other things. But as long as you have this thing that she interprets as he's always wanting me to do something, as long as that a hint of that is there, I don't think she's going to respond. So I'm hoping and praying you would start with Every Man's Battle. Also, this weekend, our grief workshop, both of you need to grieve over the marriage that you never had. The dream was destroyed even before it began. And there's some grief work that needs to be done there. So please, whatever you do the work that needs to be done for you. Don't blame her. And if I was talking with her, I would be saying don't blame him. All right?
And JW, if you just say to her, you know, I really want to learn new things and change and mature and become something I'm not. So would you help me practice with conversations so that I can become more of what God wants me to be?
There you
and
go.
Where you are simply the focus, and she is learning that, oh, wow, he's not trying to put me into a workshop, he's not trying to change me, but, oh, that was a nice conversation we just had. So I would ask her for help.
Okay, so I'm going to send you The Soul of a Hero and Every Man's Battle. And I just hope that the willingness you had to call us now will be willingness to do more. Doesn't matter that you know all about what Mylon and Kay have done and how we love. You need to come back to the workshop and put that into reality in the relationship, and hopefully she would respond to that too. It is going to be a powerful, powerful weekend there in D.C. It's going to be powerful this weekend if you've got ungrieved losses. We want to help you with it. The grieving process transforms you, and you can transform the grief into something powerful. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I want to remind you that your psychological well-being is an important part of your health. Millions of Americans are living with a mental illness or know someone who is, and New Life has many resources to help you personally grow and to better understand those living with mental health issues. All month long, we're running a sale on a variety of books, CDs, and devotionals to help you, so be sure to visit newlife.com to shop the sale.
All right. Thank you, Terry Mack. Hey, if you give a gift to us of any amount, we will send you this brand new devotional, 100 Days to Freedom from Anger. We kind of talked about this earlier, but if you're angry, that's a symptom. You got to get below the thing to the thing that's below the thing. If anger's the thing, there's something below the thing. That's what this will help you do. It really is amazing what 100 days in God's Word, great quotes, great devotional material here. And all you have to do, gift of any amount, I'll send it to you. It's a beautiful, beautiful book and a wonderful way to start or end your day. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And I'm telling you, this little devotional is going to help you to look at the sources of anger, the surrender attitudes that you need, what's behind that temper, and how do you surrender these emotions to God and begin to experience life in the character of God.
And you know, sometimes there's a thing below the thing below the thing. There's a third thing down in there. I was talking to somebody not long ago. They had completely forgotten a time when they were really hurt and, if you will, traumatized by a sibling. And sometimes we just forget our history and we ignore it or we think it doesn't matter. But that was still alive, you know, the thing below the thing below the thing. And we just really have to be people who look at historical. If we want to become more healthy, we have to look at our entire history.
We do, and we can. There are resources available to do it. All right, let's go back to the phones, and if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000, we're going to be here for another hour and a half. Joan's here right now from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Amazing station there, WBYN, so faithful there. And Joan, how are you, and how do you think we might be able to help you today?
Why, I'm doing pretty good. Well, I have a son who's married and has been into pornography for a long time. After he is involved in it, he gets very severe nose and eye pain. Could this be related?
Well, it could be related in a lot of ways. Now, if he's having these things after pornography, right?
Yes.
What do you think is going on with him that he simply is not willing or doesn't think he can do what thousands and thousands of other men have done in stopping? Why do you think he won't do it, especially with that those feelings, the pain that he's going through?
I don't know.
Well, that's something I would explore with him or ask.
I believe he feels guilty.
Well, if he feels guilty, then he can say, okay, I feel guilty. God doesn't want me to do this. I need to do whatever I need to do to quit.
I'm wondering, Joan, if you are having conversations with him about this, it must be causing him to feel guilty. How do you know that he is having this experience? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, he has talked to me about it.
Okay. And his wife, too? His wife is aware of all
this? Yes.
Okay, well, you know, I don't think it would hurt anything for you to say to his wife, I don't think he's going to get help until you require him to get help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we both talked to him about, you know, counseling.
Well, I don't think counseling is what he needs. I think he needs to go to Every Man's Battle workshop.
We would love that if he would go.
But what I just said was, you need to say, I think, you need to say to his wife, I don't think he's going to get help until you require him to do so. And she can find out about Every Man's Battle, and she can tell him, here it is, you need to go. Sign up and go.
Yeah, because you know what you tolerate continues. And so as he's continuing to complain about this pain, but we know what the source is, you know, whether that's, you know, actually physically affecting his eyesight or whatever. But here's the bigger pain, the breakdown of the relationships that he's in.
It is.
Using porn is destroying his relationship with you and with his wife. And for both of you to just kind of keep listening to him without saying, listen, this is not okay, and I'm not going to put up with it. I think that you're going to have to, you know, require him or say, you need to go and get this taken care of. And Every Man's Battle would be a good first step.
If his wife will call, then we have people that will help her present it to him in a way that he can accept it. We've been doing this for years, and it just makes all the difference in the world. But here's what else has been happening for years. People that could have been helped have not been helped because they haven't been given that nudge, that even a demand. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, men often will live up to the level of performance that a woman expects, and he'll also live down to the level that she enables. She'll call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll help her help him.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the 1-Year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zippered Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we are back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, sometimes you do things that, well, they don't help all the way. You know, I had a manhood restoration program going this past weekend. I bought a brand new Pit Boss grill. I haven't had a grill in a long time. Got the smoker, got the grill, got the whole thing, got the BTU, 10,000 BTU burner on the side. I feel like a new man, I'm just telling you. Now, they say that stuff like that only lasts about 17 days feeling better, so I'll try something else after that. Anyway, if you are struggling in any area, why don't you let us help you by you calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And we really do. We just love it when we can make a difference in somebody's life.
Next time I'm with you, I'm going to give you a hug, and then I'm going to search for the essence of barbecue smoke.
I cannot wait.
In their clothing, and just to see if it's just permeating, you know, you.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think it's going to make all the difference in the world. So, all right, let's go to Joe.
Becky, it could be his new cologne, you know. Yeah. Steve Arterburn cologne collection, the essence of barbecue.
There you go.
What cologne are you wearing, Pit Boss? Okay, I'm going to go to Joe from Ithaca, New York, but they have to, the call screener has to let Joe be on the, there we go. Joe, how you doing?
I'm Joe? On already, Steve?
Yeah, right now.
Amazing. Well, thank you for all you do. I love listening to you guys. What reason why I'm calling Friday, you had a lot of things, people calling about grief.
Yeah.
And I've overcome massive amounts of grief. Today, actually, is the 63rd wedding anniversary of my deceased parents, who I lost when I was 21.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
My father died of alcoholism. I'm a recovering alcoholic of 38 years.
Mm.
My brother died of alcoholism, though, in age 42 in 2007. Mm. And my son died of a drug overdose 4 years ago at the age of 28.
Oh, dear.
You have had massive, massive losses. Mm. And so it would make sense that what we were talking about would tap into that grief. What's your question for us today? Or is there one?
There isn't one. It's more gratitude now. I want people to know, through those points in my life, I was at the lowest of low, obvious, at times. And do not lose hope. I had 15 years of therapy, lots of 12-step groups, and a charismatic church, finally, that got me into the Bible heavily, and the Spirit of God has led me out of it.
Okay.
And do not lose hope. Continue to listen to people like you guys. Seek and you will find.
All right, so I just want to say this. I'm glad you're encouraging people to find hope, the same hope you have. I want to encourage you. You know, sometimes when we say we have victory or we're better, it's hard for us to, when we have a little setback, to admit it. But you call us if you do have a setback. There's no shame in that. It's just, you know, it's just a little setback. And you mentioned God's Word. I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible. I think you're going to love this Bible. It and Life Recovery are the best-selling study Bibles out there, and you can get those at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, but I'll send that to you, and I'm glad you called. He had almost given up. I had almost given up on Larry coming in today, but here he is right now. Larry, what do you have for us today?
Well, Steve, a couple things. Matching gift. I don't want to forget about that. I want to encourage people. We had a group of donors that presented $706,420 as a matching challenge to the rest of y'all. And so I want to put that out there. People are beginning to give, and it's being matched. But we have a ways to go. So if you would be so kind as to make one of your more generous gifts of the year, because this is going to be a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of the match was amazing. Not expected to be that large. But that's the way God works. And we think he will work the same way through your generous gifts. So this is my attempt at a Holy Spirit nudge to see if you would make a gift to help us do what we do here at New Life.
Now, how does that work, Larry? How does that work? A person makes a donation, then what?
Well, we put that $706,000, it's almost all in, and we put that in a separate account. And as you give, we will withdraw that much money.
From that account.
Okay. So if you give $100, $100 comes out of that account, New Life realizes $200.
Okay, so really it's an opportunity to double your gift.
It absolutely is. Okay. It's not a gimmick. It's not a ploy. It is a true matching gift. These folks believe in us, and they want others to do the same.
And they did it that way because they wanted their gift to inspire other people, motivate other people to give. So it wasn't just their gift. And we really hope and pray that some of you will just step up and help us from the beginning. Larry, what else?
Well, I'm grieving. I'm grieving because I don't have a testimony from a grief workshop. We've never done one before. So I'm gonna read another testimony just about New Life.
Do you want to tell me how that makes you feel?
Sad. Is that believable?
Yes, it is. But it's a joy because we're going to have one.
Yes, we are.
Well, Larry, maybe you could give your personal testimony of how you dealt with the grief of having to work with me on a day-to-day basis.
There's not enough time, Steve.
Yeah. You know, you went through all the stages, shock, denial, anger.
Bargaining.
You stuck there. Yeah, bargaining. Yeah. Please, no. Anyway.
Let me read this testimony.
Okay.
This is from a woman. She said, I discovered New Life Live about 3 years ago and put it on a preset button in my husband's truck. He was going through terrible trauma memories. He was driving along, flipping stations, when he heard one of the women on the show say, you tend to get what you tolerate. In his words, it was like being hit with a ton of bricks. I ordered Take Your Life Back, which he read cover to cover. Last summer, he contacted your ministry for a counselor recommendation. The healing process will take a long time and may not be complete in this life, but he's making progress. New Life saved his sanity and, in many ways, his life and mine. We can't thank you enough. Our whole family, adult children and grandchildren, will benefit in ways we can't even imagine.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that something?
That's fantastic.
That's why we do what we do, folks, and we love it when you write and tell us, so thank you for that, too.
Well, and it's a great idea to do those presets. I mean, we're going to all be in our loved ones' cars fixing up their radios.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea.
Larry, I'll encourage folks to give to the matching gift fund, and we'll send them, anybody that does it, we'll send them 100 days of freedom from anger. We'll do that as our way of saying thank you. And if you're struggling with anything, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The gifts that you give go to us having a call center where people absolutely love helping others. Anything else you have for us, Larry?
Just the last thing, two things. Thank you, everybody who has given and will be given to this fund. And to God be the glory. Everything we do, the people's life changes, that's a testimony of God's grace and goodness. And we would like to take the credit, but we know better.
Amen.
So, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Larry. And 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you possibly could help us. All right. How about we go to Misty from Ada, Oklahoma, listening. Well, it says listens on WAVA. But hello, Misty. How are you today?
Hi. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Doing quite well, actually. Is there something, some way we could help you today?
Yes, first of all, I just really appreciate you having me on the show, and I will make this short and sweet. I have an adult son who is struggling with mental illness and addiction. Backstory is he's had an absent parent. He's had several deaths of a stepbrother. He had a stepfather that committed suicide.
Oh, boy.
The ultimate trigger was when he was employed and his physical strength was not was part of his job, and he's very small for his size. And he was surrounded by all these Christian men, and he basically was told to look for another position. And that was like the trigger that just all the trauma came to the surface. He's really indulged in alcohol and non-compliant with medications, counseling, and all the things. So my question is, what is my role as a parent of an adult child in this situation, watching him self-destruct? It's so great to me for the fact that how much of this is he in control of? How much of this can he handle on his own? I'm very confused, exhausted, and it takes a toll on me physically. I have health problems.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, you hear the music. We'll go to a break, and we'll try to come up with some very, very good wisdom for you. You're listening to New Life Live. Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's what God wants to do for every person listening right now.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich and Becky Brown. Becky, could you help here? Because Help is needed. And
yes.
She started talking about her own health things and how it's impacting her. But give her the best you have.
Well, and I'm wondering, Misty, is he living with you, and how old is he?
He's 24 years of age, and that employer that indicated that he needed to look for other work due to his size and strength were compassionate enough to allow him to live in a home that they had. He's been living there, and the house is about to go up for sale, so that's created another trigger. So he's not had to have rent or anything like that. I don't want him to live with me because of I want him to work, and I don't want him. There's so many things he's not compliant with. I just can't, as a rule, let him live in my home, and I want to avoid being so codependent in enabling him.
Okay. Well, and that's the balance, right? It's like, you know, you care for him. You want to see him succeed. And I think this is going to be a process of elimination of problems. So if he's struggling with mental illness, he's obviously self-medicating with alcohol, and that's creating some more problems. So I don't know what kind of support he has other than you, Misty, but he's going to need some people around him. Would he be open to going to 12-step group, or to is he going to a counselor? What is he doing already that's helping or not helping?
That's a frustration. He's non-compliant with any opportunity or resource that's been offered to him. As a parent, it's very heartbreaking.
Yeah, that is really, really a difficult thing. And, you know, then your stance has to be, I'm here for you, I will pray for you, and I'm willing to help you get the help you need to a certain extent. But, you know, that's really all you can do. That sounds, you know, kind of like you're not doing much for him, but, you know, as an adult, he has to make these decisions on his own. He's telling you a lot, which is good, and I don't know what your conversations are like, but he also has some woundedness. I mean, to lose a parent, whether it's a step-parent or otherwise, by suicide can be devastating, and we want to make sure that he's safe. And so if there's any way that he'd be open to connecting with a counselor or maybe even getting some coaching as he's looking for a new place to work and then begin this journey of recovery, because that's all of those steps are going to be part of his healing process.
And it would take a bold, bold heart for you to say, you're not going to be able to live here with me. And it's not because I don't love you. It's just it's not good for you. And what you're trying to do is get him out of any kind of learned helplessness where mm-hmm. he's dependent on everybody else. And he, if he is in that state, he won't get out of it. It's hard to get out of it. So the tough thing that you have to do is not do the things that make you feel better.
Right.
But that actually help him get better. And that is not easy at all. I'm going to send Take Your Life Back and Healing is a Choice. And I hope that that's going to help you do the courageous thing. Let's go to Elisa from Fort Worth, Texas, watching us on YouTube. Hi, how are you today? You're my final caller.
I'm good.
Don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call.
Okay. Well, I was just calling, just you were talking about like how New Life has made a difference. And we have a group of ladies. We're in a sustained healing group.
Wonderful.
There's three of us in the group that started out on the Finding Freedom, which was in Dallas in 2019. Mm. And then last year, and our counselor is Laura Mangan McDonald. And I'm going to give a shout out to her for really encouraging us and sticking with us. So we meet on Zoom every Monday night. And so then the BB, the Brains Boundaries, anyway, there were some ladies from that group. So we combined four ladies, and then now we've added another. And there's eight of us. And so this weekend, we decided we all wanted to meet in person, and we all got together. Some flew from Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Nebraska, Texas. And we all met in Granbury, Texas, and just had a great weekend connecting. It was fantastic. It was we did a lot of shopping, but it was awesome.
Good.
Just supporting each other, and it's just been like a connection. Like, I just didn't think I would ever have, like, well, just to be able to open up. And really just the whole thing of how community really is necessary for healing.
Mm-hmm.
I
Amen.
Think that is just, you know, I went to Finding Freedom because I felt like, you know, I just don't have friends. And yeah. I feel like I have seven, well, really, with Laura, eight, you know, sisters.
Well, and Alyssa, anyway, just I wish I had more time.
That's all I wanted to say. Anyway, I've got a dentist appointment at work, so I got to go.
Well, I know it can be like pulling teeth trying to get somebody to do something these days. But look, thank you for encouraging other people that are somewhat without support and friends to reach out. These events, they don't just happen for a day. You end up many times with relationships, as you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2019 is when you all got started. So glad to hear
and
that.
And you know, Stephen, mental health awareness, that's one of the things that we've been talking about for 34 years is connection. And, you know, that's why we do the groups. And because we know that that can make all the difference in the world. And maybe that's that first step that a lot of people will need to make is get into a group.
Right. And then she introduced the idea of group retail therapy. Where we go shopping together, and we have fun.
And it's not just women.
No. You know,
I created the Mild at Heart weekend for men like me that like to shop. And it's fabulous. We show up at the mall, spend all day, have some crepes for lunch. It really, really is fabulous. All right, I've got to mention some things before we go. For one, 100 Days to Freedom from Anger is our gift for any amount. Please help us. Help us match the $700,000 given to be matched.
Mm-hmm.
This Saturday, you can get with us. You can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and go to the Transforming Grief Workshop. It's online. You can do it from the beauty of your own home, and it's going to change some people's lives. I really believe that. On the 13th of May, it's Every Man's Battle, and that's in Orange County, Southern California. Oh, my goodness. Please. If you know someone, if you're living with someone that needs this, tell them you want them to go, you expect them to go, and you'll work on yourself too. Restore is July 15th, and that's in Dallas. And if you have a broken heart from a man who has lacked integrity, sexual integrity, Restore is going to help you July the 15th. Then the following weekend, Mylon, Kay, myself, and the whole team, all of our clinicians, in person, Washington, D.C., July 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And as I mentioned at the beginning, the Lumina event at the Museum of the Bible, a partnership with New Life and the Museum of the Bible and Inspire, a tremendous group of folks there. It's November 3rd and 4th. Gather your women and get on a bus and come. Spend the night. Have a great, great day. Is an experience you won't forget. It's the beginning of a truth movement that can make all the difference in the world. Life Recovery Today is on every Thursday, 11 o'clock Eastern Time on the NRB Network. You can also visit liferecoverytoday.net. But here's the main thing, other than thanking Mylon and Becky for being on with me. You don't have to struggle alone. We have people that want to help you. But you have to be willing to pick up that phone and call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Please do. Have a great day. We love you here. It's going to be a great May if we all make it that.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.